It's Friday, November 22nd, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, Matt Gaetz, under pressure from sexual misconduct and drug use allegations, withdrew from consideration to be President-elect Trump's Attorney General, an early sign that the incoming president doesn't have unlimited political capital to spend on cabinet nominations. Gaetz stepped aside Thursday, a week after Trump said he was the best person to remake the Justice Department, amid indications that Republican lawmakers were prepared to reject his nomination. "It's clear that my confirmation was unfairly becoming a distraction to the critical work of the Trump-Vance transition," Gaetz said in a statement posted on X. President-elect Donald Trump announced Thursday evening that his new pick for Attorney General is Pam Bondi. Bondi previously served as Florida's Attorney General. In other news, the Illinois Supreme Court overturned the conviction of Jussie Smollett, who was found guilty in 2021 for lying to police and staging a hate crime, finding the actor was unjustly prosecuted when charges were previously dropped against him. The state's top court said in its ruling issued Thursday that the state was bound by agreement it made with Smollett when prosecutors originally dropped the case in 2019. A special prosecutor reopened the case later that year. "We are aware that this case has generated significant public interest and that many people were dissatisfied with the resolution of the original case and believed it to be unjust," the Illinois Supreme Court said in its ruling. "Nevertheless, what would be more unjust than the resolution of any one criminal case would be a holding from this court that the state was not bound to honor agreements upon which people have detrimentally relied." Nenya Ucha, a lawyer for Smollett, said his client is pleased with the ruling. Smollett continues to maintain his innocence. In world news, the new ballistic missile fired by Russia struck a military-industrial facility in the central Ukrainian city of Dnipro, but its real mission was delivering a deadly new message to NATO. Hours after Thursday's strike touched off a debate over whether the Ukrainian plant was hit by an intercontinental ballistic missile, Russian President Vladimir Putin made a rare and surprise appearance on Russian television to clear up the mystery. He described it as a new intermediate-range ballistic missile that raced to its target at 10 times the speed of sound. Modern air defense systems that exist in the world and anti-missile defenses created by the Americans in Europe cannot intercept such missiles, Putin declared in an icy and menacing tone. Back in the U.S., an unprecedentedly bad year for beached dolphins on Cape Cod might have to do with warming waters changing the availability of the animals' food, said scientists hoping to curb the strandings. Cape Cod, the Massachusetts peninsula beloved by beach tourists and seafood lovers, has a long history of marine mammal strandings. That is particularly because of dramatic changes in the tide that sometimes trap wayward dolphins if they swim too close to shore. But this year is different. The International Fund for Animal Welfare, which responds to marine mammal strandings, said Thursday it has responded to 342 live stranded dolphins this year, and that is 5 times more than its annual average of 67. And the NBA champion Boston Celtics' victory lap continued Thursday as the team visited the White House for the traditional celebration with the president. President Biden welcomed the team at the mansion's South Lawn to commemorate Boston's 5-game victory over the Dallas Mavericks in June, calling the team among the deepest ever and noting they dominated Dallas at both ends of the floor. The last time the Celtics visited the White House as NBA champions, in 2008, George W. Bush was president. The Celtics are on a quest to be the first team to repeat as champions since the 2018 Golden State Warriors. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.